I think there's certainly some things that are exclusive to Lamar, and that's not taking anything away from Hundley. It's just certain things that are Lamar and no other human on the planet. But largely, I think they play to a certain personality regardless of who's at quarterback, and I think that that was on display a week ago. I think they're experienced in playing with Hundley. They know how to play with him schematically, and certainly he knows how to play and has logged some significant reps over his years there. One year, I think he was even a Pro Bowler when Lamar missed a significant amount.
He sure was, Mike. But it ain't going to be Snoop Huntley. It's going to be Lamar Jackson, according to Lamar, on Sunday night in the AFC North Championship game. And you know what? I am excited about it. I said it on Monday, and people crucified me for it. I would rather face Lamar Jackson than Snoop Huntley. And it sounds crazy. Because Lamar's a two-time MVP, has one of the highest winning percentages of any quarterback that has ever played this game. But this ain't your slightly older brother's Lamar Jackson. Lamar ain't been right all season long. I love Doran. I miss Doran. I will credit Doran. At the very beginning of the season, before Lamar got even hurt, Doran was saying, man, I'm telling you, I think Lamar has lost a step. And since that point, it's been ankle injuries, knee injuries, groin injuries, sickness, reports about him feuding with the head coach, back injury. They're not getting Lamar Jackson on Sunday night. I mean, quite literally, he'll be the quarterback. But this ain't height of his powers, MVP level Lamar. It's just not. Jackson has four passing touchdowns and five interceptions since week 10. Those aren't MVP numbers. Those are Kenny Pickett numbers. This isn't one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL walking into Acrisure on Sunday night. This is a guy who's a shell of his former self. And I think it opens up the door for John Harbaugh to start out coaching himself. They beat the Green Bay Packers because there was no Lamar. You're trying to insulate and protect your backup quarterback in Snoop Huntley. Let him use his legs, but they handed the ball to Derrick Henry 36 times. Derrick Henry has never rushed the ball that many times in his entire career. Because there was no Jackson who was going to try to lobby with his head coach, hey, coach, I'm gonna go make a play out there. Because it's Snoop, Harbaugh didn't do the thing Harbaugh always does, which is get away from his horse at the end of games when you need to salt the game away. They simplified it. They handed it to one of the best running backs we've ever seen almost 40 times, and they put up 41 points. With Lamar, I think Harbaugh overthinks it. And I think Lamar is going to try to prove his worth out there. And the Steelers have had some success against Lamar in the past. I think he's flirting with disaster. I think he's going to hold the ball too long, take a couple of hits, and put the ball in harm's way in a way they would not have allowed Snoop Huntley to do. I'm excited that Lamar is going to play on Sunday night. Is that dumb? 412-928-9370. The Ravens have averaged 35.5 points per game in the games that Huntley has started. That's the highest of any quarterback in the league. Now, it's a limited sample size, but it's a fact. 26.3 points per game with Lamar starting. Again, that's not bad. 26 points per game, that's pretty good. It's top 10. But they've been better this year with a healthy Huntley. And that's the thing. If we're talking about healthy Lamar v. healthy Snoop, yeah, you're taking Lamar if you're the Ravens. Of course, you'd feel great about it. MVP. But he's not healthy. And he's got something to prove. And I think those things don't jive. And you've got Harbaugh playing an unhealthy quarterback, and he's got something to prove. I don't think those things jive. I think the Ravens would have a better chance of winning if they simplified things, if they handed it to Derrick Henry. And with Lamar playing now, I don't think they're going to simplify things, and I think it's good for the Pittsburgh Steelers. 412-928-9370. Let's go to Scott and Jeanette. Good morning, Scott.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for taking the call.
You got it, bud.
I think a couple things you just said hit the nail on the head. I think when you're talking about the coaching comparison, if Harbaugh doesn't Harbaugh himself, I think the Ravens will win that game.
Yeah.
And the reason I say that is if they come in and run the ball and control the ball, they will beat the Steelers. I'm sorry, the Steelers.
Yeah.
Because Tomlin's not going to allow Pittsburgh. I'll be shocked if he allows the Steelers to throw the ball Sunday night. And if they want to, and I understand they don't have their wide receivers, but with the group of tight ends they have, if he allows Pittsburgh to throw the ball, I think we saw that, granted, with DK Metcalf.
Yep, 148 yards for Metcalf, too, against the Ravens the first time.
Right. And then even in Detroit, you know, if Mike Tomlin doesn't try to turn this game into a rock fight, Pittsburgh can win the game. That's the only chance Pittsburgh has of winning this game is to not have it be a rock fight.
I agree with that, Scott.
I found something interesting this week that, you know, I don't know if anybody else picked up or if maybe I'm just being stupid here. But when Aaron Rodgers had his conference this week, when he was answering questions, and they were asking him about playing next year. Now, this year, Aaron Rodgers has been very complimentary of Arthur Smith. And Smith's taken a lot of heat this year, but I think if you look at some of the games, Smith has been creative with that offense, with plays he's designed out of the Steelers' version of a push-push, some other concepts that have worked that even analysts that you listen to the game have said about the way they schemed this or schemed that. I'm wondering if the love affair between Aaron Rodgers and Mike Tomlin is not what it was at the beginning of the year, because I would think Rodgers, for as much as he gushed about wanting to play for Mike Tomlin, when he was asked the question about, you know, are you considering playing next year? Aaron Rodgers made the comment, well, I don't know yet, but, you know I would have some options.
Yeah.
To me, if he was that romantically in love with playing for Mike Tomlin still, he would have said, well, if I'm going to play next year, this is where I want to be if
Scott,
they'll have me.
I thought the exact same thing, and I appreciate the call, and we'll get to that angle a little bit later on in the show. But I'll let the cat out of the bag now. I think if the Steelers win this game and Rodgers wants to come back, he's a Pittsburgh Steeler. If the Steelers lose this game and Rodgers wants to come back, I don't think he's a Pittsburgh Steeler. I think he winds up playing for someone else. But more on that later. Right now, our guy Darrell from Baltimore, he's called back up, ready to talk some junk on the front end. You feeling good about your birds, Darrell?
Let me tell you something, boss man. Mm. I'm talking about my rusty voice. What you gonna do, brother? What you gonna do? Man, why are you psyching your fans up and pumping them up until you can deflate them after Sunday?
I think your guy's a Nimrod. That's why. I think Harbaugh is more of a fraud than Tomlin is, Darrell.
Well, they're both frauds.
That's what I said.
They're both frauds.
I
give you that. Mm-hmm. I give you that. But this weekend, there's only gonna be one fraud in the playoff. Or I mean fraud in the playoff. And that's gonna be Harbaugh.
So, you trust Lamar Jackson with that back and the knees and the groin and
man, ain't nothing wrong with his back. His back is right. His back is ready. I see him down in the harbor, parting the waters. He's ready to come down there and whip the ass. Excuse my French.
You better be ready to call back on Monday whenever your birds are out there golfing, Darrell.
It's all I can bring the excitement because it's going to be very dim over there. Matter of fact, they might turn the lights off at your stadium after the game's over with.
How my wife and I make love. Thank you, Darrell. Goodbye. I like that guy. I really do. He just calls up our station to talk junk. And on Monday, I wasn't having any of it because the Steelers came off of losing to the damn Browns. But I'm feeling good about the Steelers now in this game. Not overall. I don't think they're going on some sort of playoff run or anything like that, but I think they're going to get in. Because I think Harbaugh's more Tomlin than Harbaugh is. And I don't think that Lamar is healthy and he's going to be able to play at the height of his powers. And I think we're going to get a virtuoso performance from Aaron Rodgers. I really do. There's no Metcalf, but it does seem like Calvin Austin's coming back, and that might not seem like a big deal. It is. This Ravens secondary is trash with a capital T, and you can't have Scotty Miller and Adam Thielen and Ben Skowronek as your primary targets. You need somebody that can take the top off of defense. And I do think, singled up one-on-one, there's one thing Calvin Austin can do. It's run really fast in a straight line. I think he makes a difference. I think Rodgers outperforms Lamar on Sunday. And I think that's the difference in the game. Bob in Maine. Hello.
Hey, Adam. Good morning. Hey, I wish I shared your optimism, my man, but I'll tell you what. I think the dagger took place a couple weeks ago. When DK, with the loss of him, defenses can scheme much better. They don't need to double anybody. And I'll tell you what, you saw it at the Browns. Horrendous, horrendous offense without him. He brings in the skill set that's required to open up multiple opportunities for Aaron. That's not there.
No, I don't disagree with any of that.
I'm telling you, man, you got to, unless these guys got a plan, and I know maybe Calvin's back, but these guys, unless they are spot on their passing game and they've got all this stuff, you know, tucked in, I just don't see it happen. Unless D's going to have to get multiple points off a takeaway.
I actually do feel better about the defense than I do the offense. But
yeah,
which team's got a better defense, Bob? The Browns or the Ravens?
Oh, the Browns do. No doubt about it.
And it's not even close. Yeah. The Steelers, at the end of the first half, move the ball. And at the end of the second half, they move the ball. They have to do the same thing against Baltimore. And they can if they allow Rodgers to run the show. And I think that they will. That's what happened in the 3-game winning streak. That's what happened at the end of the first half and the end of the second half against Cleveland. It's the only time they had success moving it. You hand it over to Rodgers, you win the football game. And I think they will. And I think Harbaugh will make a decision or two down the stretch that will cost the Ravens the game. Do you agree? 412-928-9370. And if Harbaugh should give the ball to Derrick Henry, how do the Steelers go about shutting him down? Do you think that they can? We'll get into that a little bit. Plus, your calls coming up next.